Microsoft Surface Go 2 Review, a gorgeous, pricey tablet with a decent CPU. On May 11th by Mark Hockman in PC World. Microsoft still makes you buy the keyboard separately, though. The Surface Go 2 is a tablet that doesn't fit easily into traditional niches. As the entry-level product in Microsoft's Surface line, it's still somewhat expensive, but it offers a beautiful screen and one of the best camera sets you'll find anywhere. Performance is another matter. At its best, with an 8th Gen Intel Core M3 under the hood, the Surface Go 2 is comparable to the Surface Pro 3 from 2014. That's fine if you stick with everyday productivity, but don't expect much more. What's a competent, though pricey, ultra-mobile tablet to do? The Surface Go 2 could be an ideal secondary device for business travelers, who will appreciate its fanless design, LTE options, and its ability to squeeze into a tray table. The kit-sized display and keyboard may make it a good option for students, especially given the app protections offered by Windows 10S. It may not compete with an iPad, but it could be your family's Netflix tablet. We just wouldn't recommend the $400 lowest-end version, as it has skimpy memory and storage. Surface Go 2 prices, specs, and features. Like many of its other Surface tablets, Microsoft will sell the Surface Go 2 in both consumer and commercial editions. The consumer's version ships with Windows 10 Home in S mode, from which you may switch to Windows 10 Home if you wish. Microsoft sells the Surface Go 2 signature type cover and Surface Pen separately, though the former, at least, is essential. As we reviewed one of the consumer versions, we'll reiterate that pricing below. For the full list of prices for all models, see our original Surface Go 2 news story. Surface Go 2 consumer prices. Pentium Gold 4425Y, 4GB of RAM, 64GB eMMC, $400. Pentium Gold 4425Y, 8GB of RAM, 128GB SSD, $550. Core M3 8100Y, 8GB of RAM, 128GB SSD, $630. Core M3 8100Y, 8GB of RAM, 100GB of SSD, LTE, $730. Our test unit. While the $400 price of the entry-level model is tempting, resist. No one should be using a tablet with a measly 4GB of RAM and 64GB of eMMC storage. The minimum configuration should be the $550, 800GB RAM with 128GB SSD model. Surface Go 2 specifications. Display. 10.5-inch 1920 by 1280, 220 pixels per inch. 3:2 aspect ratio, Pixel Sense display with 10-point touch, Corning Gorilla Glass 3. Processor, Intel Pentium Gold 4425Y or Core M3 8100Y, Amber Lake Y. Graphics, UHD 615. Memory, 4GB or 8GB of RAM. Storage, 64GB eMMC or 128GB SSD. Ports, USB-C, Surface Connect, microSD, 3.5mm jack. Camera, 5MP, 1080p, user-facing, Windows Hello. 8MP 1080p rear-facing with autofocus. Battery, 26.8 watt hours, reported by Windows. Wireless, 802.11ax, Wi-Fi 6, Qualcomm LTE Advanced X16 modem. Operating system, Windows 10 Home in S mode, consumer. Windows 10 Pro, commercial channels. Dimensions, inches, 9.65 by 6.9 by 0.33 inches, 8.3 millimeters. Weights, per Microsoft, 1.2 pounds with Wi-Fi, 1.22 with LTE, not counting type cover. Color, silver. Optional accessories, Surface Go 2 signature type cover in platinum, $130. Black, $100. Poppy red, $130. And ice blue, $130. Surface Pen, $100 for ice blue or poppy red. Microsoft USB-C travel hub, $100. Price, $730. Microsoft Store, as tested. Surface Go 2, solid build, brilliant display. For this second-gen Surface Go, Microsoft maintains the magnesium chassis and fanless design of its predecessor. A small section on the rear of the tablet warmed as we ran various tests, but never approached hot. You need a bit of bezel for gripping a tablet, but Microsoft slimmed them down enough to squeeze in a larger 10.5-inch PixelSense display and more pixels, 1920 by 1280, 220 ppi. Save for the additional pixels, the display remains virtually unchanged from prior generations. The colors are vivid and accurate, though the Go 2 lacks the color profile options of the Surface Book 2. The display brightness is a high 493 nits. That's substantially more than what we consider necessary for everyday work, though not enough to work outside during the noon sun. A physical kickstand, still a rarity in the tablet world, folds down from the rear. It can recline to about 15 degrees off of the horizontal, making it easier to use with a Surface Pen, which we tried, it worked fine, or Surface Dial, which we didn't. The kickstand gives a bit when in full recline, but the friction hinge keeps the Surface Go 2 steady. Pogo pins secure the tablet to the keyboard, but the secondary hinge that angles the keyboard up just weakly holds it in place. And, of course, the kickstand is narrow enough to dig into your thighs. Just typing with the Surface Go 2 perched on my lap in a fixed office chair was not especially sturdy or pleasant. The Surface Go 2 can power its own screen, one 4K display, and a 1080p display, all at 60 Hz. Though the first generation Surface Dock, the dock didn't always connect to both displays, even after updating its firmware. But it's been flaky occasionally with other Surfaces. Don't forget about the microSD, technically a microSD XC slot, underneath the kickstand. Many USB hubs already have that slot, but Microsoft's own USB-C travel hub does not. The Surface Go 2's dual 2-watt speakers aren't especially loud, but tonally, they're pretty accurate. Low-end bass is lacking, as you might expect. Dolby Audio is listed as part of the device's specifications, but I couldn't find either Dolby or Realtek audio controls on the tablet, nor in the store. Surface Go 2's webcam, a definite selling point. The Surface devices offer the best integrated user-facing cameras I've ever used, period. The 5-megapixel user-facing camera fits neatly within the top bezel. and it captures 1080p video without a hitch. Its HDR capabilities are good too. A pair of far-field mics capture your voice well without the need for a headset. The 8-megapixel rear camera may not surpass your smartphones, but it's still rather good. The image flickered occasionally, but our inquiry about that to Microsoft has yet to receive a response. It's primarily there to capture the contents of documents and whiteboards using the integrated Office Lens function, which recognizes and auto-orients the content into something like a traditional Office document for easy sharing. The camera app's Pro mode hides the ability to swap between 6 megapixels, 16 to 9, or 8 megapixel, 4 to 3 photos, implement digital video stabilization, or zoom manually. There's no HDR. Surface Go 2 typing experience. Still unpleasant. The Surface Go's compact form factor simply doesn't leave room for a spacious keyboard, and the Surface Go 2 is no different. The keyboard measures 9.4 inches across from key to key versus 10.75 inches for the Surface Pro 7. That's almost two keys worth of difference. My opinion of the Surface Go type cover hasn't changed. Microsoft has engineered the keys to be supportive and firm, optimizing short 1 millimeter travel distance. To be fair, my fingers adjusted to the narrow keys and my accuracy didn't suffer greatly. Still, the keys are a bit stiff and are spaced too close together to be comfortable over longer periods. Perhaps slipping in two new mouse and keyboard combos at the tail end of its Surface launch was a deliberate move. Our Surface Go signature type cover was coated with Alcantara fabric. The black version is microfiber. The type cover still features three levels of backlighting. The Surface Go's precision touchpad is average, smooth, and tappable across the full range of the sensor. Its clickiness stopped at about the top third of the touchpad. Surface Go 2's LTE performance. Our review unit included the LTE option, which you can turn on either by inserting your own micro SIM into the side-mounted slot or else enabling the eSIM functionality included in the machine. For testing, I used a physical T-Mobile SIM and drove around the city, trying out the connection at various points on both the Surface Go 2 and my smartphone. Both my phone and the Surface Go 2 achieved similar result using Bing's speed test. However, my Surface Go 2 unit appeared to have trouble holding a sustained connection or at least buffering enough data to stream a 1080p video continuously over YouTube. The streams were set manually to 1080p as the default setting was a lower resolution. This behavior continued at multiple locations. I was able to double-check this against other LTE-equipped laptops because my carrier T-Mobile wouldn't authorize the connection for some reason. We notified Microsoft of this issue and have not yet received a response. Surface Go 2. That S mode. The Surface Go 2's default operating system of Windows 10 in S mode isn't doing you any favors. Windows 10 S restricts you to using apps from the Microsoft Store, a somewhat meager supply compared to the rich app ecosystems on iOS and Android. Fortunately, it's now incredibly simple to swap from Windows 10 in S mode to Windows 10 Home, though it's a one-way street. All you'll need to do is visit the Windows 10 settings menu, click the appropriate link to take you to the Windows Store, and then click the option to switch out of Windows 10 S. The process takes a moment and doesn't even require a reboot. beautiful. Surface Go 2, performance. Given the energy-efficient Y-class processor in our Surface Go 2 unit, you shouldn't expect much of its performance. Our benchmarks bear that out, as it posted middling to lower scores on most tests. We include results for the original Surface Go we tested because it was a Pentium chip. It gives some indication of how the Pentium-based Surface Go would perform if we tested it. Though we expect the majority of users will convert the Surface Go 2 from Windows 10 Home in S mode to Windows 10 Home, we tested the Surface Go 2 in S mode first against older cross-platform hardware. This allowed us to include the results for the original Surface Go, which finished near the bottom against a pile of devices, including Apple Macs, PCs, tablets, and so on. These older benchmarks are from our database, but we reran the Surface Go and Go 2 numbers for a more direct comparison, and also used the new Microsoft Edge browser. Both of Principled Technologies web export tests are designed to mimic real-world web-based HTML5 and JavaScript tasks like photo enhancement, online homework, and stock option pricing. The WebExport 3 test is the more recent, though we have more results with the 2015 test. The Surface Go 2 does well here, landing in the upper middle of the rankings. We see a milder improvement in the Jetstream 1.1 benchmark, which covers JavaScript performance over a variety of advanced workloads and programming techniques. The Surface Go 2 leads the back of the pack with a significant lead over our first-gen Surface Go unit. Speedometer is another long-standing web benchmark. We show results for both version 1.0 and version 2.0. In both cases, the Surface Go 2 scores at or near the top, an impressive feat. The Surface Go 2 falls back to earth in the Octane 2.0 broad-based web test, landing squarely in the middle of the pack. After upgrading to Windows 10 Home, we were able to use pseudo real-world test suites like PC Mark 8 and PC Mark 10. Both tests tend to also run on Qualcomm Snapdragon machines, another option in the tablet space. We were also able to add laptops in the same price range as the Surface Go 2, the Walmart Motile M142 and Acer Aspire 5, both traditional laptops, and the latest $650 Ryzen Mobile 4000-powered Swift 3, a clamshell PC that delivers insane performance for less money than the Surface Go 2. For PC Mark 8, we ran the work and creative tests, which mimic the way in which older PCs run, testing spreadsheet work, video call performance, light gaming, and more. The Surface Go 2 lands in the middle. PC Mark 10's apps benchmark goes further by actually interacting with Microsoft Edge, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, testing app startup, and how well the machine handles large spreadsheets and surfs the web. It's a real-world test that puts significant emphasis on startup times and general responsiveness. The Surface Go 2 did well here, too. By now, you're probably familiar with Cinebench, Maxon CPU stress test. The dual-core M will never keep up with its quad-core rivals, but it keeps well ahead of the Pentium-based Surface Go. Handbrake is a video conversion tool that transcodes a feature-length movie into a format suitable for a tablet. As a fanless device, the only way for the Surface Go 2 to keep up is to throttle down or try to passively vent as much heat as it can. It struggles in graphics. We turn to a cross-platform benchmark, 3DMark's Night Raid test. It's the only graphics benchmark that manages to run on both Core and Qualcomm Snapdragon platforms, so we can compare a breadth of offerings. The Surface Go 2 labors in the lower middle of the results. While the Surface Go 2's benchmarks are mostly average, the biggest limitation I found in real-world usage was the small primary display, which made viewing spreadsheets or loading dozens of browser tabs unwieldy. After hooking up an external monitor, I was able to do most of my work without a hitch. The Surface Go 2 does noticeably drop frames when playing back 4K 60 video at higher bit rates than most use, but it handles 1080p and 1440p video just fine. We wouldn't recommend the Go 2 for gaming or graphics-intensive rendering, though image manipulation is within its grasp. Finally, there's battery life. The Surface Go 2 is relatively tiny, and the battery is too, 26.8 watt-hours versus 26.1 watt-hour in the first generation Surface Go. With a slightly more efficient chip and a bit larger display, we expected a wash with the original Surface Go. That's about right. About 7 hours and 20 minutes of battery is acceptable. Conclusion: should you buy the Surface Go 2? The Surface Go 2 debuts at an uncertain time, when everyone is sheltering in place and ultra-mobile tablet for travelers isn't especially valuable. On the other hand, students attending classes online could use a relatively low-cost Surface that's optimized for video conferencing as well as everyday web and office work. But the Surface Go 2 is pricey. For $170 more than our review unit, you could buy an 8GB of RAM, 128GB SSD version of the Surface Pro 7 with a bigger screen and keyboard and more powerful processor, though without LTE. Our rating reflects how we feel about the Microsoft Surface Go 2. We give it polite applause for its design and features, with reservation about its performance and especially its price. You won't be unhappy when you buy it, but you probably won't be thrilled either. That's the difference between a good product and a great one. At a glance, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Microsoft Surface Go 2, $729.99 on Microsoft. Microsoft Surface Go 2 is the most inexpensive, compact Surface Microsoft offers. This 10.5-inch tablet offers improved performance, though the optional keyboard is extra and is uncomfortable to use. Pros: compact size, lightweight. One of the best webcams in any laptop. Solid productivity performance. Bright, high-resolution display. Cons: cramped keyboard makes prolonged typing awkward. Cheap for a Surface, but not necessarily compared to other tablets. Battery life is just average.